Phoneboy Speaks, episode 939, Returning Nokia to Nokia.
A lot of virtual ink has been spilled about Microsoft recently, particularly their decision to write down more than what they paid Nokia for the assets, the mobile handset business that they purchased from Nokia. They've pretty much written it off already, and they issued a bunch of layoffs and that kind of thing. And so, you know, and then of course what Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella had said about okay, we're going to refocus it into three specific areas. And, of course, everybody has decided that, doom and gloom, Microsoft is getting out of the mobile market. A lot of things there. What Microsoft said is what it comes down to is they're not going to try and expand it into, to a third player, the same way that iOS and Android pretty much dominate the landscape today. But one of the luminaries in the mobile space, Tommy Ahonen, has always been very critical of the whole Nokia Microsoft thing from the get go, and wrote very long pieces explaining why that Stephen Elop should have been fired many years ago, wasn't good for Nokia, et cetera, et cetera. And he put out a piece today, and as with any of his pieces, they're very long and require some time to read. But his basic premise is that maybe now this would be a good time for Microsoft, who clearly has no interest in expanding the mobile handset. Maybe we should and to say that this decision to actually purchase Nokia was maybe not in Microsoft's best interest to begin with, and certainly not something that they're going to focus on a whole lot going forward. Maybe now is a good time to sell that business back to Nokia, which clearly, if you listen to what they're saying, they have some aspirations to get back into it. The problem is that when they sold their handset business to Microsoft, they signed away the ability to start making handsets under their own name and stuff. And that's a whole different thing that has to be sorted out. Would that happen? And that's interesting. If you read through his piece, he talks about, the dumb phone business, while ultimately shrinking, may still have some value, right? Because one thing Nokia was great at, maybe not so much in the United States, but in other markets, is they knew those markets really well. They had great contacts. They had the wherewithal. Whereas, unfortunately, Microsoft kind of shot themselves in the foot multiple times with working with carriers and that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that business does still have some value. Granted, it's a shrinking value, and it could be actually. And if you get rid of all of the clauses in the contract that Microsoft and Nokia signed about who could use the Nokia name and sell smartphones, that actually might, you could actually take that kernel of a business, right? The being able to mass produce handsets at very cheaply at high volume, that could easily become a smartphone player. Very easily, right? It's just, that's just an issue of cost of goods, right? And also producing, high quality design and the plan for Nokia would be to produce it with Android, because they're not, they just want to produce the handsets and they're not necessarily as concerned about the software pieces of it, maybe. But I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting thought. Could that business that Nokia probably, the current Nokia wouldn't mind having now. Maybe they have aspirations that maybe now is a good time to sell that back. I mean, it would be ridiculous, right? I mean, it's kind of a showing that just how much of a failure it was. I mean, think about the number of people that have lost jobs as a result of that, and it's ridiculous. I mean, they pretty much destroyed the jobs of thousands of people and wrecked things around. And yes, this happens in business, but I also know some of those people that work at Nokia that are in that business, and yes, they're being affected by this and impacted by this. Why not? I mean, if Microsoft really doesn't have a whole lot of interest in it, why not get rid of it? I mean, it's at least it makes sense. At least it would salvage something that's been built over many years and still has some value, arguably. And who knows? I mean, maybe there's another there's another form factor of device that's going to come up, and phones may not be the dominant thing going forward. I don't know, but anyway, it's an interesting thought experiment to see what would happen, and it certainly is interesting to me. as a former Nokia employee, I've been saddened by the whole saga, as it were, because Nokia, they're a big company and they've made mistakes, but I generally think that most of the people at Nokia are pretty good, the people that are really been at Nokia for a long time, I really like a lot of those guys that I've met, and so I know there's good people there, and I know they're trying to make a good product, and I know there was a lot of bureaucracy and stuff, and maybe they could do something with it, but maybe it's just meant to die. I don't know, but I have to admit that the idea of Nokia coming back and from the ashes and taking over the handset market once again, that does appeal to me in some strange way. But who knows if it's going to happen or not.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.